Civil rights activist Jesse Jackson came to Seattle last year, and he called on big tech companies like Amazon and Microsoft to diversify their workforces. But when it comes to gender discrimination, the commercial film industry performs much worse than high tech does. The LA Weekly recently surveyed the big Hollywood studios. It found less than 5% of recent major movies were directed or produced by women. So last month, the American Civil Liberties Union called for an investigation into Hollywood hiring practices. Seattle doesn't have a major movie studio, but the city's independent film industry is thriving and women lead the pack.
Nobody ever said to me, "You can't do this. You're just a little girl." You know, nobody ever gave me that kind of guff.
Lynn Shelton has directed 7 feature films and numerous TV shows. Shelton credits both women and men in the film community here for extending a helping hand, and that's something she tries to pass along.
It feels really good to help women come up behind me, and it's true. There aren't enough role models and there aren't enough mentors. That's mainly what I've been trying to do.
Turns out that Seattle's a bit of an anomaly when it comes to gender parity in the film industry. Amy Lillard heads Washington Film Works, which is the state's film commission. She started her career in New York and Los Angeles.
When you start in Hollywood, you have to start as an assistant. But here in Seattle, we have created the industry over the last 10 years, and those rules just don't exist. It's been very organic and very collaborative. You know, the thing that matters most here is how good you are and how good the work is.
So if a person like Lynn Shelton, who started as an editor, could decide, oh, maybe I want to direct a film that's not so wacky.
No, it's not wacky. And as I think about Lynn specifically, and you know what I would say about the Hollywood model is, like, she has moved from being an editor to being a micro-budget filmmaker to now, you know, directing network series. I challenge anyone in Hollywood to say that she's not a success in the Hollywood definition, right? And she's doing it right here at home.
Does the fact that we have these strong role models provide something intangible to other aspiring women? In other words, do women working beget more women working?
I think it's important that women see women directing and women producing. I think that's important to see people actively, women actively on set, being at the helm and making those important decisions.
In this state, the community is very supportive of its own. There's a lot of hiring from within. When it comes to that kind of mutual support and fostering of a community, where would we rank if you look around companion cities?
Well, it's interesting because if you look at what I do for a living, is I sell the state of Washington and Seattle specifically as a place to make motion pictures. And when I talk about what's different in Seattle, I talk about it's something in the water. It's artistic integrity. It's collaboration. It's an entrepreneurial spirit. Right. And so the interesting thing is, you know, is that unique because we have women leading the industry here? Possibly. I can tell you definitively that when I was in L.A. drinking their water in Hollywood, I certainly didn't get the same thing. So I definitely think that leadership perspective from the woman's perspective affects the way that we choose to do business here.
So that's the internals of the industry itself. As an audience member, why do I care who helmed it?
If I'm thinking about why it's important for there to be women directors and producers, I think more on the business side, because if you're successful in those roles, you know how to pitch. If you can succeed at pitching, you can succeed at any part of business, you know, whether it's film or otherwise. I mean, you can pitch money for a startup company. You can pitch for, you know, public policy. You can pitch for a number of things. And that means, you know, as we look at the environment around us, that means success in business, I think.
Jesse Jackson came to Seattle 6-8 months ago specifically to scold Amazon and Microsoft, and they and Google and the biggest tech industries have now instituted these massive diversity programs. The ACLU is sticking it to Hollywood. I don't see that anybody has stepped up from the heads of studios and said, yeah, great idea, let's diversify who's making movies.
Well, I mean, it is a relatively new, you know, topic of conversation. And I do think that change, especially within the Hollywood system, takes time. You know, it's such a unique perspective to be here in Seattle and not have that be as relevant to our community. And in thinking about, you know, the future of film here, I don't see that changing. What I would say is Hollywood needs to look north up here and take a look at what we're doing right, really.
That's Amy Lillard. She's head of the Washington Filmworks, the state film office. Seattle filmmaker Lynn Shelton's latest movie, Laggies, is available on DVD or streaming video. Fellow Seattle director Megan Griffiths was just awarded the Mayor's Film Award at the start of the annual Seattle International Film Festival.